Simon & Schuster Audio presents Diary of an Oxygen Thief by Anonymous. Read by Anonymous. 1. I liked hurting girls. Mentally, not physically. I never hit a girl in my life. Well, once, but that was a mistake. I'll tell you about it later. The thing is, I got off on it. I really enjoyed it. It's like when you hear serial killers say they feel no regret, no remorse for all the people they killed. I was like that. I loved it. I didn't care how long it took, either, because I was in no hurry. I'd wait until they were totally in love with me, till the big saucer eyes were looking at me. I loved the shock on their faces. Then the glaze as they tried to hide how much I was hurting them. And it was legal. I think I killed a few of them. Their souls, I mean. It was their souls I was after. I know I came close a couple of times, but don't worry, I got my comeuppance. That's why I'm telling you this. Justice was done, balance has been restored. The same thing happened to me, only worse. Worse, because it happened to me. I feel purged now, you see, cleansed. I've been punished, so it's okay to talk about it all. At least that's how it seems to me. I carried the guilt of my crimes around with me for years after I stopped drinking. I couldn't even look at a girl, much less believe I deserved to converse with one. Or maybe I was just afraid that they'd see through me. Either way, after getting into Alcoholics Anonymous, I didn't even kiss a girl for 5 years. Seriously, not so much as holding hands. I meant business. I think I always knew deep down that I had a drinking problem. I just never got around to admitting it.